Hello, this is Jennifer Ziegler-Barton, back again, part two, with my interview with my husband, Chris Barton, in Austin, Texas, on Valentine's Day of 2018. So to continue our interview, because
yes.
Recording stopped suddenly, abruptly, and I don't know what I did wrong. Okay, so moving on our Valentine's Day themed interview.
Okay.
So tell me about the first time we met and what went through your mind when you met me.
Well, the first time we met was in June of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Friday because it was a big first day of a 3-day or 2.5-day long manuscript critique workshop at the home of Greg and Cynthia Leidick Smith. And I had arrived at their house with carpooling with my friend Varian Johnson, and because it was morning, the first thing I would have done and did do was head for the coffee urn. And as I was there to fill up a coffee cup or coffee mug, there were you. And I was aware of you because, in general, in regard to the whole weekend, just because most of the other authors who were going to be at this workshop, I already knew. You know, they were already part of the Austin children's writing community, and right. You were a notable exception of like, who is this person? How did she get in? plus, I'd seen your picture. I seen your picture, so I would have known you were attractive. But I remember enjoying reading your story, or the 10 pages of your story. So yeah, happened to meet you there at the coffee urn. The person I was most intrigued by was already there at the coffee urn or got there right as I was there. So like, well, that's how funny that would happen. And, it was early, so I don't remember what exactly we said, but we must have made a good first impression of each other. I know you made a good first impression on me because I remember that at the middle of the day you had to leave because Renee was in a production of Beauty and the Beast.
Right, good memory.
And I remember feeling this sense of loss that you were going to be gone for a while. I was like, uh-huh. So that's my first memory of you.
That's sweet. I remember really liking your writing, the piece you wrote, and then meeting you. We've been married now almost 5 years.
Yep.
And, by the way, it's been wonderful. It's been great.
I was hoping you'd say that.
And you have taught me so much. I really feel like I've learned so much about just how to be. And you've brought out things in me that I think that I'm happy about. I'm able to sort of turn facets of myself forward that I like, that I've either been too shy or that I didn't know were there. So what I'm wondering is,
mm-hmm.
what have I taught you, or how have I influenced you since we've been a couple? Have you changed at all or been altered in any way?
Well, I definitely think I'm better. Just in general, I'm better. It's funny that you think that you've gotten better at just being, because I feel like that's something that you're, often, lovingly steering me toward is being more, not just doing all the time. Encouraging me to be still, to relax, to not feel like I always need to be on. and accomplishing something. And that's a hard thing for me to switch off, harder than I realize now that I've found a full-time career that I love doing, that's supporting our family. It's like along with your writing career, supporting our family. It's hard to stop sometimes, but you encourage me to take care of myself, and that's something that I feel like I'm benefiting from. I feel appreciated for who I am. I feel free to be silly. I feel free to not have my guard up. I don't feel like I ever have my guard up with you. And that's a very relaxing thing. I don't feel like I need to, shield myself in any way with you. And that's not been my experience for all of my adult life. So I really appreciate that.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. And I feel the same way. I'm really happy to hear that. Can you share a favorite memory of us?
A favorite memory of us. Yeah, I think a favorite memory of us was last May when we were traveling from Austin to Brandon, Vermont for our agency retreat, our literary agency retreat. And we had tickets on JetBlue to fly from Austin to JFK, then transfer and fly from JFK to Burlington, and somebody would take us to Brandon. But we got to JFK as soon as we got off the plane, or as soon as we landed and de-airplaned our phones, we found out the flight to Burlington had been canceled, and there was no interest whatsoever on the part of JetBlue in helping us figure out when we can get there or getting there more quickly. And we quickly realized we were going to have to just, if we wanted to get there and join our friends for the beginning of this retreat, we're just going to have to rent a car and drive.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we did. And rather than rail and curse at the airline or at the ridiculous delays in getting our luggage off of a plane that, off of a flight that had been, that it wasn't being transferred to anything else, to driving through the rain, through unfamiliar terrain, it was such an easy day. It was such a we were just both so cool with it, and I think it speaks to how happy we are to be together. It's like we could have gotten mad at the situation, but we were together, and we were on. It wasn't the adventure we'd had in mind exactly,
but it was an adventure.
It showed, I think, a lot about our mutual and respective characters.
Okay. Thank you.
The dog is...
So pause as dog is relocated. So what do you think are the keys to a strong relationship? If Fletcher or Renee or just a friend came to you and said, "Chris, you seem to be happily married. What's the secret? What do you think are the keys?" What would you say?
I would say that it's important to grow, for both of you to grow, and for both of you to grow in common directions. I'm not saying you have to, that every change you make has to be in lockstep with the change the other person makes, but, we are going to grow. We are going to change. But I think when two people have established an ability to grow in the same direction, meaning bringing new friends in,
mm-hmm.
bringing new mutual friends in, starting new activities, developing new traditions that they share that neither one of them had at the beginning of the relationship. That to me is a sign that the two of you have the capacity to go the distance, to be together for a long, long, happy time.
Good answer. So this is my last question.
Okay.
What are your hopes and wishes for us for the future as both a couple and just as a family?
Hopes and wishes for us as a couple and for us as a family. Well, I hope we...
Well, you can just answer it for me.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Crap.
I hope we can largely maintain the status quo for the better part of another 50 years.
Do you want me to record this last part?
Yeah, you can if you want to. Ask a question again.